AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. In these hours ahead of Hillary Rodham Clinton's expected announcement of a run for the White House, supporters and opponents alike are chiming in. Former Arkansas Governor Mike Huckabee telling ABC's This Week,
she's going to have to explain how she's not going to be Obama's third term.
Clinton campaign insiders say she will focus on the familiar themes of middle-class economics and expanding chances for the working families. New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio, who ran Clinton's 2000 campaign for the Senate, tells NBC's Meet the Press liberal Democrats want her to champion their concerns.
Progressives are demanding from all of our candidates an actual vision on economic change.
President Obama back in Washington after the Summit of the Americas, in which he met for about an hour with Cuba's President Raul Castro. Obama telling reporters in Panama,
we are able to speak honestly about our differences and our concerns in ways that I think offer the possibility of moving the relationship between our two countries in a different and better direction.
Obama is also critical of senators who have been critical of the framework agreement with Iran.
We're seeing this again and again. We saw it with the letter by the 47 senators who communicate directly to the supreme leader of Iran, the person that they say can't be trusted at all, warning him not to trust the United States government.
The Senate Foreign Relations Committee is set to debate and vote on Tuesday on amendments to a bill that would allow Obama to unilaterally lift or ease presidential sanctions imposed on Iran, but he would be prohibited for 60 days from suspending, waiving, or otherwise easing any congressional sanctions. Turkey's foreign ministry has summoned the Vatican's envoy to express its unease after Pope Francis called the killings of tens of thousands of Armenians by Ottoman Turks 100 years ago the first genocide of the 20th century. This is AP Radio News. A crowd of some 650 people inside and outside a church in Somerville, South Carolina, attended the funeral for Walter Scott, a black motorist shot and killed by a white police officer in North Charleston, South Carolina. Attorney Chris Stewart represents Scott's family.
The epidemic of powerless people being taken advantage of, no matter what color, no matter what gender, no matter what belief system you have, needs to stop.
Residents of a small northern Illinois town got a chance to see the destruction firsthand from a tornado that hit earlier last week. Adam Davis says the home where he grew up is gone.
Just everything I've ever come to know is everywhere. It's out in the fields. I mean, it's everywhere.
Eight tornadoes reported in Illinois last Thursday. The strongest just about destroyed tiny Fairdale. That's where two people were killed and 22 other people were hurt. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.